Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show. I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp. Our vision here at Voice of Destiny is to bring you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture so that you can be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. We want to prepare you to excel and to operate as a royal priesthood, an individual that walks in your kingship or your queenship to honor God and his purposes and his plans for you by being empowered by the truth of God's kingdom. We want to begin to stir up that purpose in you by reminding you that you can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens you. And Jesus knows that you can do this because of your purpose. And your purpose, because your purpose has given you a potential in and of itself. God would not purpose you for a thing if you didn't have the potential to fulfill it. One of the great truths that I've learned over the years is that the wealthiest spot on this planet is not the oil fields of Kuwait, Iraq, or Saudi Arabia. Neither is it the gold and diamond mines of South Africa, the uranium mines of the Soviet Union, or the silver mines of Africa. Surprisingly, it is a place that's nearby many of our homes, and it's the cemetery, because that's where many people take their potential, and they bury it in the grave. It is in the grave that many of the songs that should have been written and should have been sung goes without being sung because someone did not discover the power of their potential. Many of the buildings that were supposed to be built, many of the paintings that were supposed to be painted goes because someone did not really develop and mechanize their potential. That's the place where many of the visions that were supposed to transform our society, inventions that were supposed to give us new abilities and new capacities. It's the place where many people's healings and miracles are supposed to go because God caught someone to come up with a medical solution that they never realized because they didn't maximize their potential. I'm saying to you, brothers and sisters, that God's calling you to rise up and to realize the full potential and capacity that's on the inside of you. And to help you with this process, I've invited Ella Coleman, the anointed visionary and motivational speaker and teacher and lecturer of the Word of God, to help build us and help us to understand this incredible principle that God has given us called potential. And I want to welcome you back, Ella, and ask you to help us to grasp this. How do we make sure that we're not one of those 6 billion people who go to the grave and take all of our riches with us because we have not fulfilled our potential?
I think we have to conquer our fears first and foremost. And when you say conquer your fears, mm-hmm. it doesn't mean that you don't have fear at all, mm-hmm. but it just simply mm-hmm. means you move past your fear. In other words, if something is causing you to be afraid, you actually stare that thing in the face and say, you know what, I'm doing it anyway. You have to be bold. In the spirit, you have to be faithful. You have to decide for yourself, and it's a decision. It's a decision mm-hmm. to do something. When you decide to do something, you do it in spite of. Mm-hmm. One mm-hmm. of the things I'm so interested in, and I think was such a great example, was Dr. Paul Crouch. You know how he went on and pursued a vision, and in spite of, you know, he could have mm-hmm. said, you know, how could I do this? I am not a person who's been in broadcasting. I'm not a person mm-hmm. that, you know, is really qualified for this. And I'm sure there were times he wondered, how in the world are we going to get through this? But mm-hmm. the thing is, you know, we have examples all around us. We have to really mm-hmm. take note in just even in the media. What is it being said? I mean, the media says it for one reason, but we can grasp something, the principles in something. The principle is this: get beyond what you think and what you fear, and mm-hmm. give God mm-hmm. a chance to walk with you in a vision. Mm-hmm. If you want to do something, you also have to prepare. These are the things mm-hmm. you have to consider. Mm-hmm. If you are afraid to step outside of a 9-to-5 job to do anything, you probably won't reach your potential.
Mm-hmm.
If you're afraid of that, if you
mm-hmm.
have to make sure that, you know, the only thing you're interested in is just a paycheck and that's it, you are not a visionary. Visionaries mm-hmm. take chances. I mean, a lot of
mm-hmm.
times a visionary doesn't have the money they need. They don't have everything in place.
Mm-hmm.
But a visionary has one thing in place. That is that they've heard from God. They've seen something that other people didn't see, and they're pursuing
mm-hmm.
it. If you can get that, you're doing
it. It's not that they're not afraid. It's not that the fear isn't there. They see the same evidence that everybody else sees that don't act on their vision. But instead of moving in fear on the false evidence that appears real, they move on courage. You see, courage can only be manifested in the presence of fear. And so I believe that God wants us to say, God hasn't given us fear. He's not even going to take it away from us. He just wants us to grow up and mature in him and practice courage, because courage is the only cure for fear. God didn't give us the spirit of fear. He gave us power, love, and a sound mind. And so in order for us to combat it, we have to begin to respond to it with the power and the soundness of mind that God has given us to say, hey, my five senses are telling me that this is too risky, too dangerous. I'm not capable of doing this. I could lose my shirt if I do this. Visionaries, they have those same feelings and experience and threat, but they respond to it with courage, with not faith in self, but faith in God, because we're talking about the God potential. We're not just
really
talking about human potential.
Right.
What is the God potential in this situation?
Oh, my goodness. That's really the key right there. Any
mm-hmm.
vision that you have, if it's something that you can do alone, it's not really a vision from God. God
mm-hmm.
only gives us
mm-hmm.
things that it takes him, us partnering with him to get it done. He doesn't give us things that we can do on our own.
Yeah.
Because if we could do it on our own, we wouldn't need him. So go ahead.
Yeah, I wonder, you know, I'm sure Jesus had to deal with fear when he was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness.
Yes.
To be tempted of the devil. That had to be very scary, knowing Lucifer is there picking you up, taking you up to mountains, tempting you in areas that you're actually being tempted. Because if he was tempted, he wanted to do those things that the adversary was luring him into doing. But he had to practice courage.
Right, and to practice courage, he had to
mm-hmm.
had to use the word of God. He had to use faith. You know, and those are the things that are constant in the kingdom. Faith, word of God, you know, those
mm-hmm.
things, love, those things are not going to move ever. And
mm-hmm.
even when we cross
mm-hmm.
over into the other side, those are the things that are predominant in the heavenly and in the new earth environment. So when we practice those here, it just means that we're being built up in our most holy faith to
mm-hmm.
to not wait to participate
mm-hmm.
And to activate what God has already done. We're
yeah.
going to believe God, and we're moving forward in spite of. And that's
and
what
not too late.
Causes it causes things to happen.
Yeah, it's not too late for you to practice courage.
No,
you know,
no, because
you know,
every day.
You act on your potential. It's not too late to do it. I think of the story of a woman who had only had a third grade education, but she had always wanted to be a doctor. But because of her life circumstances, her ability to become that doctor was interrupted. And you know what she did? She began to volunteer as a candy striper at the local hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And she took what she had into the medical environment to fulfill her potential to be a healer, and began to move in the gifts of healings and working of miracles. And the doctors, when they were facing their most difficult cases, they would call her to go visit their patients and see if they were open for prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And when she would go in, she would pray with them, and many of them were getting miracles, didn't even need the surgery, because she had a gift of healing and working of miracles that was moving in her life. But she decided, I only have a third grade education. I'm too old to go to medical school, but I can pray. And so she went and took the potential of her mandate and her calling to be a healer in society, and she just served as a candy striper. And God just opened up doors for her. And I got to tell you, when these doctors, and you know, a lot of these doctors, they idolize their skill to give medicine and to use the surgeon's knife. But when they know when they are up against an incredible situation that's nothing they can do with all their education, they turn to this lady that has a third-grade education to come in and introduce in the atmosphere of the situation the power of her God. And so with this in mind, I want us to come back, Ella, and talk about, you know, how do we build our potential? How do we develop our potential when we are faced with a situation where we've squandered opportunities and times? Because it's not too late. The purpose of God will prevail in our life if we're open to allowing God to allow this to happen. I will be right back.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at YICenter.com. That's YICenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
Wow. God wants us to tap into the potential and the capacity that he's given us. Many are the plans of man, but it's the purpose of God that will prevail. And so, Ella, a lot of people are listening to this conversation or engaging in this conversation, and they're saying, hey, you know, I know God can do all things, but I've made such a mess of my life. How do I move forward and tap into the potential, the latent ability that's been in me all these years to achieve something great for God? And see, what we have to understand that God, when he gave us our purpose, he saw the end from the beginning, and he's decided to give you the assignment, knowing that you're going to mess up and have hiccups. And so this is what we call redemption. Redemption allows us to be restored to walking in our potential. So how do we access it after we've messed up, Ella?
Well, we go back to God. We go right back to him and give him everything, every care, every concern. We just cast our cares upon him, and because he cares for us, and we are freed when we go and we trust God. He is not hanging that over your head like maybe a spouse would or someone who you've wronged. You do have to deal with things. In other words, you know, you don't go to God for forgiveness and you haven't forgiven other people. So it's just some basic little things that you do, but at the same time, you're never where you can't begin afresh. Every day is brand new. Every hour is brand new. God, that's what's so good about being in the kingdom, because the kingdom is like this. The kingdom, now is the day of salvation. This is the appointed time. Now faith is. It didn't say faith was. Now faith is. So if you capture the now, forget about what you did and what you couldn't do and so forth. Capture right now. What is your potential right now? And you really, most people don't know their potential, but what is in your heart? What is God putting in your heart to do? God, most people know what's in there. They really do. Some of them are frightened by what's in there, but they know.
I also think that we have to have the courage to pay restitution for squandering our time and our season, and be willing to do that. I say, okay, I've repented. You know, mea culpa. I made a mistake here, Lord. What do I do to make this right? You know, when I was in my third year of undergraduate college, I was so attracted to ministry. I left college to go into ministry. And you know what I did? I had to go back. I got to a place where God had called me back to college. And that 1 year, I had 1 year left to finish the undergraduate degree. I had to go back and make restitution and to fix that mistake that I made. But it took me, what would have taken me 1 year, it took me 3 years to finish that last year of undergraduate college, because I had to go back. The curriculum had changed, you know. I had to go back and retake some courses. It took me 3 years to finish that 1 year because I couldn't do it full time. I was already engaged. I had squandered a moment. But you know what? I had to be willing to go back and pursue that study no matter what the price is. And the Lord said it to me like this: hey, guess what? In 3 years, you're going to still be that same age if you do it or if you don't do it. And I began to pursue the journey and make a decision to make restitution, because a lot of time we want grace. We don't want grace. We want something that doesn't make us accountable for what we've done to disappoint God or disappoint our purpose. And God is not interested in just giving us grace, because because he's interested in growing us up and maturing us into a full character. So this issue of making restitution for squandering is something very important that all of us need to be willing to face.
Right. And so moving ahead, you know, and I'm just coming on what you just said, moving ahead with the plan of God in your life means that you are accountable for what you do. You are accountable for what you've done. You have to, like what Dr. Hawk did, he went back and he took the courses that were necessary to get that degree. I'm going to tell you, and if there are young students, young people out there, God is a God of education. I'm going to tell you that right now. Some of my greatest miracles that I ever saw happen when I was in college. And God wants you educated. Education, I know some people use it in the wrong way, but let me tell you one thing. In the kingdom, education can be used in a very powerful way for the glory of God. So I'm speaking education. We're being very practical here. If you need to take a writing course, take a writing course. God has told you to write books and you don't know how to write, then take a writing course. Okay? This is wisdom. This is just wisdom. If God has told you, like the lady told you, you're a healer, and you couldn't go to medical school, and now you're, let's say you're 75, then begin to believe God that you can lay hands on somebody's knee and it'll stop hurting, okay?
Or you
believe God for
about
the simple
healing.
Things.
It's about going back to the purpose, not the wineskin, but going back to the purpose. The purpose is to be a healer. You can do that as a doctor or a nurse or a candy striper, as she did, but this dimension of building our potential with acquiring and cultivating skill is important. Ecclesiastes 10:10 says, if the axe is dull and its edge unsharpened, more strength is needed, but skill will bring success. What people don't realize that your gift will make room for you, but it's skill that yields the increase. So we need to have both of them. Just because you're gifted to do something, and I've seen some gifted preachers, but they have to develop skill if they're going to reach more people. You know, I've seen some gifted cooks, but if they want to serve more people, they got to develop more skill of making the meals that they've made more nutritious, you know, than their art allow them to do. There is a skill that you need to take whatever your gift, your calling, your assignment, your ministry, your business to the next level. Skill will always be something that must be acquired, especially in this technological age. We're going to take a destiny break right here, and let's come back and let's talk about, we've talked about skill. Now let's talk about wisdom, because wisdom is the correct application of knowledge. Once you've got the information, once you've got the skill, how does doing the right thing with that knowledge actually allows us to maximize our potential?
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Voice of Destiny show. Our vision is to bring you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture so that you can be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. Ella, we were talking about the importance of skill, and I knew that, hey, all I had accomplished, the anointing, the prayer, the fasting, the years of ministry that I had developed was good enough to get me to where I was, but to get me to where God was calling me, God said, I need you to go back to school because there's a different kind of people that I want you to reach. Mm-hmm. And when I finished my undergraduate, it takes 120 college credit to achieve a bachelor's degree in most educational environments. Mm-hmm. But by the time I got finished, finishing that last year, it took me 3 years to do going part-time, I had actually graduated with about 155 credits. And I said, wow.
You got more. You got more than you would have gotten the first time around.
Right. Because they were saying, yeah, I think I got more, but the story was that I actually needed to, they were requiring me new sets of requirements. Even though I had enough credits to have graduated, when I went back almost day one, they said in our university, if you're going to get a diploma from, you know, a graduate degree, a bachelor's of science from us, you're going to have to meet the requirements of studying in our environment for 30 more credits. That took me 3 years to get through that.
Wow.
But you know what? I had to take courage to live up to my responsibility to say I'm going to develop skill, because
that's right.
The nature of my calling requires me to be forever learning, you know,
that's right. That's
while I'm progressing to the knowledge of the truth. And so
right.
because
right.
I'm a disseminator of information, and I hear a lot of people are saying, Lord, I'm too old. Lord, I'm too old. Lord, I'm too old to develop my skill. Well, you know what? I think about it was Caleb. Caleb was like, Lord, give me my mountain.
He was 85.
He was an old dude, he said.
He was in his 80s.
I mean, look, think about
and
how
old. And he got
that
mountain, too. He didn't just say,
yeah.
give me the mountain. He went up there and got
yeah.
that mountain.
Absolutely. And it's going to require skill. A lot of us forget that destiny is a collaboration between us and God.
Right,
you
right.
You know?
Right.
God is not even creating no more. He seeded everything that we're going to need in this planet from the beginning. He put the seeds of it in it. It's
That's
up
right.
to us to take the potential and water it. With all
That's
the
right.
mechanism he's given us, prayer, fasting, skill development, teaching, and training, and this is why we do what we do to disseminate information. We're watering the potential that's already there in the hearts and the minds of God's people. And so, wow, you know, this skill thing is important. So how do we move on to wisdom? What is wisdom, and how do we use wisdom to mechanize and activate our potential?
Well, you know, we find out what wisdom, you know, the proper use of knowledge is wisdom. But the other thing, you know, what the Bible says, I think it's in Proverbs 3:19, that the Lord by wisdom founded the earth, and by understanding he established the heavens. Wisdom is the principal thing, according to, I think it's the fourth chapter of Proverbs, verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing, meaning wisdom is the substance of everything that matters in the kingdom of God. And so, you know, wisdom is basically something that you get from God. See, you can't get wisdom in the world, so to speak. Wisdom really comes from God, true wisdom. You can get worldly wisdom, but if you want true
which is sensual
kingdom,
devil.
Godly wisdom, by which the earth was formed, by which all things that were made and held together, you want that kind of wisdom, then you got to go to God. When you go to God and you ask him for wisdom, it says, the Bible says that he'll give it to you. He's not he's not going to hold back wisdom from you if that's what you're seeking. Solomon asked for it, and he gave not only Solomon wisdom, but he gave him, made him the richest man that ever lived. And so, you know, when we talk about wisdom, though, we're talking about the implementation of the wisdom of God, which is basically beyond just what we see with our eyes, beyond just what we think. It's based upon the principles that God have established. So, and it's and I'm going to use something that my grandmother told me, and that is, you got to have some common sense. Okay, I mean, just
this
common sense.
The correct use of knowledge. Yeah,
yeah, the correct use of knowledge. We call it in the old days common sense. Don't do crazy stuff. You go and you get a 4-year degree. Don't do nothing stupid with that degree. Have some wisdom. You know, you don't want to go and do something foolish, something crazy with something that God gave to you. And so a lot of things is just, you know, it's just making sound decision-making. All right, you get out of college, you get out of school, okay, you've got all of your dreams, your desires, your hopes, aspirations, and you're off to get that job or whatever it is that, you know, you have desired, and maybe God has put it in you. You're going to do that, and you come up against something, and they say, well, you know, in order to do this, you know, you have to compromise this, and in this environment, you know, we lie, cheat, and steal, okay? That's the way everybody gets to the top. Where if you're in the kingdom, you can't operate in that.
Yes,
I don't care what they tell you. So you have a standard to raise, which we're talking about elevating. So we're going to stay on that. You have a standard to raise. And so when you raise that standard, God will be with you.
Yeah.
If they fire you, God will give you a better job. And this is where we have to, where the rubber meets the road. Do we compromise because of money? Do we compromise because we are fearful? No. Wisdom tells us, wisdom, which is the principal thing, tells us when we are wise, we do what is right before God. And when we operate like that, we excel.
Wow.
And that's why Nelson Mandela excelled, because he did not go that back, stand back from the principle. What they did, apartheid, was wrong, and he said it was wrong, and he stood, and they threw him in jail. Martin Luther King, segregation was wrong. He said it was wrong. When they threw him in jail, he said, that's okay. We're not going, the movement stops right here. No, he wrote letters from a Birmingham jail. He stood on those same principles, whether he was locked up or not. And that's where you have to be if you want to excel in the kingdom.
Well, we've got to understand that there is a wisdom that's unique to our calling, our assignments, and our potential. We're down to the last couple of minutes. I wanted to share something that Solomon that talked about in Ecclesiastes. He says, not only was the teacher wise, but also he imparted knowledge to the people. He pondered and searched out and set in order many proverbs. The teacher searched to find just the right words, and what he wrote was right and true. The words of the wise are like gold. Their collected sayings like firmly embedded nails given by one shepherd. Be warned, my son, of anything in addition to this, of making many books, there is no end, and much study wearies the body. But these goads, these things that you have heard in this conversation, they are goading you to move on, to develop your potential, to act on your potential, to expose the potential of God in your business, in your culture, in your family, in your community, in your church. Do it wisely. Employ this knowledge wisely and with balance, because God is expecting a return on the invested potential that he's put inside of you and he's put on the inside of me. Wow, this has been a powerful conversation with God about maximizing our potential, so, elevating ourselves in the atmosphere of the new year by realizing the potentiality and developing the potentiality of what it is that God wants us to be, do, and have. Well, Ella, thank you for coming and bringing your wisdom to us. Again, you're like the prophet Deborah. There's wisdom on your lips to command the troops to go in and act on the charges that God has given us. So thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, and to God be the glory.
Yes, there's much God's doing, and I'm looking forward to the new doors God's going to be opening up for you in this new year to exercise that voice. And I love what you said about what your purpose was. It helped me to understand that, you know, even further and more crystallized, that my purpose is to be a voice that actually helps people to be, do, and have what God's destined for them. And so I try to, and I'm aiming to realize that potential, and thank you for helping being a catalyst for that potential on the inside of me. God bless you, brothers and sisters. Remember, today is a great day, but this is the day the Lord has made for you. Voice of Destiny is available to you 24/7 on voiceofdestinyonline.com. That's voiceofdestinyonline.com. God bless.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Pastor Daniel Huff. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.